Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moved in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Cruises. Yeah, obviously they've been through the ringer at the moment, and travel as well has been put on pause. However, you've seen recently, and especially during some polls, that people are pretty keen to continue on with cruising and going on the cruising holidays.
Yeah. So travel agents on the East actually did a big poll of all of their database and a poll for people that had been on a cruise before, so that's important. And 9 out of 10 of them said they would definitely book a cruise once they know what the new protocols will be on board to keep everybody safe and healthy.
So that's an interesting statistic sort of to come out, considering, you know, there's been a lot of bad press, not just from cruising, but from all travel sort of at the moment, and people are kind of probably rethinking, are we going to go on a holiday? Are we going to go overseas? So it's some good signs for the tourism sector.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's important to mention that people that have been on a cruise are pretty diehard cruisers, and they will go back. It's going to be the people that have never been on a ship before that are probably going to take a little bit longer to convince them that, you know, it's a good value, it's a safe type of holiday. But in Australia, about 1.4 million Aussies take a cruise every year, and about 70 to 80% of them have been on previous cruises. So once you've been on a ship and you've been out to sea, you tend to come back for a future cruise holiday.
Now, what's happening with the travel industry in general, and what do you find that they're doing proactively post this COVID-19, where people are going to want to start travelling again?
Yeah, we're starting to see information coming out, not just from the cruise lines, but also the airlines and the hotels and transport operators, of the measures that they will take to sanitise and cleanse things in between each passenger using their services, I guess. So it's a much bigger picture than just cruise. You know, anybody going on a cruise generally goes on a flight or takes a train or a bus or stays in the hotel before they do that. And it's important that the whole industry works together to make sure that everybody's doing their bit to keep everybody healthy.
Now, it's obviously going to be a couple of months, potentially longer, until sort of things go to quote-unquote back to normal when it comes to travel, and we still don't know when those sort of interstate border restrictions are going to ease. But what do you see the projection of the rest of 2020? Are people going to be going on holidays by the end of the year, and do you think the sector is going to be buoyant and bounce back by Christmas and the new year of 2021?
It will bounce back, but it is just a matter of waiting at the moment. The government did announce a further pause for the cruise industry in particular until the middle of September, just this morning. So there certainly won't be any ships in our waters until then, at least. But I think that towards the end of the year, possibly in time for Christmas or certainly in time for the January school holidays, I would hope to see at least some of the ships back and operating itineraries. What those itineraries will be, I guess time will tell. Will it be out to the South Pacific, will it be up to Asia, or will it just be doing coastal voyages within the states that we live on? But I'm pretty confident we will see some sort of activity.
Now, I've never been on a cruise, Barry, and me and my wife have always thought about going on one. Why should we? What's the best thing about going on a cruise?
It's really hard to put into words until you've been on one. And prior to me going on a cruise and working in the cruise industry, I had no desire to do so. But the minute I stepped on board, I completely connected with it. And it's, I guess, that unpacking once, having almost everything included in your cruise fare, waking up in a new destination each day, and just the smell of the ocean. Like, you just have a completely relaxing experience once you're out on the open ocean, a bit of sunshine, and relax, unwind, do activities that you choose to attend to, or do a little or as much as you like.
Now, I'm going to pick your brain one more time. Where's the best destination to cruise?
I'm a big lover of Europe. If you can get a net cruise, a 10, 14-day cruise around the Med with, you know, 7 or 8 different stops in different countries, a couple of sea days thrown in, that's my go-to, and I'll go back time and time again. Just love it.
Barry, you've sold me. Book me a ticket.
Will do, no problem.
Barry Downs, cruise expert from Bicton Travel. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.